Several members of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, protested outside the Pasadena courthouse today. As Ella Bernal reports, the crowd was there to support one of 19 people arrested for protesting the SeaWorld float at last year's Rose Parade.
Several PETA members stood outside the Pasadena courthouse today to support Amanda Slater. The 25-year-old was arrested at the Rose Parade last year for running in front of the SeaWorld float.
When all of us saw SeaWorld's deceptive float at the Rose Parade, showing orcas with their families leaping in the sea, we were all very upset.
A total of 30 people held signs outside the courthouse reading, "SeaWorld hurts orcas," and "Protest SeaWorld." This resistance to the park began 4 years ago, when the documentary Blackfish showed the negative consequences of keeping orcas in captivity, which included killing humans.
Orange County Sheriff's Office.
We need SO to respond for a dead person at SeaWorld. A whale has eaten one of the trainers.
But not everybody agrees. In a previous interview with PBS, SeaWorld veterinarians said that releasing the mammal could actually put them in danger because they are so used to being taken care of by humans. PETA member Lisa Lang said running in front of the float was necessary.
It's something that we had to do. It's something that we had to protest because it was animal cruelty celebrated on the world stage, and that just can't happen.
Slater was charged with an infraction for interfering with a special event and pled not guilty. Her lawyer, Matthew Struger, said they would invoke the rarely used necessity defense.
Which basically is a legal defense saying that even if someone violated a law, they violated that law to save your own life or to save other life.
The pretrial for Slater will start next month. Ella Bernal, Annenberg Radio News.